It seems like just yesterday when I captured my son's first steps or when we recorded his soccer games on VHS tapes. Those moments are gone. But the old home movies and pictures don't need to be. That's why my son created Legacy Box.
That's right, Mom. Over a million families have used Legacy Box to digitally preserve their old home movies and photos.
Simply fill Legacy Box with your old camcorder tapes, film, and photos. They will professionally digitize and send them back on DVDs, thumb drive, or the cloud.
With Mother's Day around the corner, it's the perfect time to get your Legacy Box and save your family's history. After all, few things are as important as protecting your precious memories. Give your mom a Mother's Day present she'll never forget. Take advantage of our Mother's Day sale, which starts now. It's our best deal of the year. Save up to 60% off. Visit legacybox.com/keepsake, and for a limited time, get an incredible 60% off your order. That's legacybox.com/keepsake for 60% off. legacybox.com/keepsake.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
It's that time of year. The stakes are high.
Americans have given us a mandate for bold and profound change.
The pressure? Unmatched. And only the strongest will rise to the top.
Americans have always been the people who defied all odds and did whatever it took to defend our children, our country, and our freedom.
Some will fold under the pressure, but champions thrive in the madness.
Our country will be woke no longer.
This isn't just any competition. This is March. This is madness. And in this house, every play counts.
The first 100 days of the Trump presidency has arrived, and both friend and foe, supporter and detractor, all admit we have simply never, ever seen a presidency quite like this. And here is how the Democrats are responding.
And you must build this world from love.
And you must build this world from love.
Yada da da da, yada da da.
And it.
You couldn't ask for an opposition more pathetic than that. We're going to take a look at the first 100 days of this historic administration. We're going to see precisely why it is all just the beginning. You're going to absolutely love this. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to celebrate right along with you the dawn of a new American golden age that you made possible back on November the 5th. So if you want a front row seat on the rise of everything involving a new conservative age, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Before we dive in here, gang, I'll be the first to admit that bad habits can be a struggle for anyone, myself included. And when I hear about a good solution to solving a bad habit I know many people deal with, I can't wait to share it with my audience. What if I told you that there was an enjoyable and fun alternative to one of the most prevalent bad habits in our society? Well, that's where Fume comes in. This new flavored air device is quickly becoming the new alternative to those old choices. Whether you're helping someone build better habits or just want to give them something fun and relaxing, Fume makes an awesome gift for everyone. It's an award-winning flavored air device with phenomenal flavor, and it's a guilt-free option with non-toxic flavors like crisp mint and orange vanilla. It's like having your favorite sweets and knowing you can feel good about it. The best part about Fume is that it fills a void when you're trying to kick those nasty habits. And it's one more way that courageous conservatives can fight back against the left and their agenda to keep Americans down. You should seriously give Fume a try. They conduct third-party studies. They have amazing quality control of their products, and they're developed with real doctors right here in the USA. Spring is here, so head on over to tryfume.com/Steve Turley and use code Steve Turley, all one word, to get a free Fume topper when you order a journey pack. Again, tryfume.com/Steve Turley, or just scan the QR code on the screen to grab yours today. So we have officially arrived at the first 100 days of President Trump's second term. And simply put, we've never seen anything quite like this. Everyone is admitting that. It is official. Trump has issued 124 executive orders in his first 100 days in office. It is by far the single most executive orders ever issued in the first 100 days of any presidency in our nation's history. That alone makes these first historic days officially historic. Without question, Trump's top achievement over these last 100 days has been the southern border. Even the Washington Times, which has a penchant for never-Trumpism, is admitting that Trump did in literally an hour what the Biden administration refused to do in 4 years. Trump is completely overturned. He's completely reversed the 10,000 illegal crossings per day that marked each and every day of the disastrous Biden era. 10,000 a day, 300,000 a month, 12 million over the course of Biden's 4 years. Trump has reduced those illegal crossings by 99%. Reports are that the southern border is so secure, you could have a catch with your son there. Border Patrol agents are bored. Just a few months ago, they were frustrated, being told repeatedly to stand down and refrain from actually enforcing the law. Now reports are they're bored. It's a great problem to have. It's a golden age problem, right? There is no open border today. 99% of the border is secured. And Trump did that in just 100 days. I mean, think about it. Think about the lies we were forced to endure just a year ago. Just a year ago, we were told ad nausea by the legacy media and even by some establishment Republicans that we needed Congress to act, that Joe Biden had done absolutely everything he possibly could imaginatively do to secure the border. So now what was needed was the so-called bipartisan border bill. If you remember, it was a bill that, if you could believe it, it would have allowed upwards of 8,500 illegal migrant crossings every single day. If that bill had, but just to give you a sense of what just the different literal age we're living in right now, just a year ago, had that bill passed, the new norm for our nation would be thousands upon thousands of illegal migrants crossing the border every single day. But we were told that that was going to be the new normal. We had no choice in the matter because that was the only way congressional Democrats were going to vote for it. Without congressional Democrats' cooperation, we couldn't shut down the border because Congress had to act. The president was doing everything he possibly could. Everything President Trump has done over these last 100 days confirms that All of that, literally every syllable of every word that was uttered during that period last year was an utter lie. Every single thing that was pushed during that entire bill debate, including the legacy media's ridiculous assertion that it was Trump who was responsible for breaches at the southern border because he personally killed the bill. All of that was a total abject, egregious lie that was pushed entirely to secure the power of the establishment. Remember, the media does not speak truth to power. It speaks the power's truth. We did not need a stupid, corrupt, amnesty-granting border bill. We simply needed those in charge of the executive branch, whoever the hell they actually were, with the weekend at Bernie's presidency, to do their damn job. And President Trump has done just that, just like he said he would. And we've simply never seen anything quite like it. We've never seen a president take command of the southern border the way he has. And so that's been the first phase, which is securing the border. The second phase now, of course, is the largest mass deportation operation in American history. And there the Trump administration has announced that they have arrested over 150,000 violent illegal migrants just in the first 100 days, public safety threats as border czar Tom Homan calls them, with already 135,000 permanently deported from the country. Again, this is despite the unprecedented effort by activist Democrat left-wing lunatics disguised as judges and their efforts to block Trump's efforts at deportation. The arrests are happening regardless of those efforts, but a number of the deportations are currently being blocked by activist judges who are trying desperately to slow things down precisely because these first 100 days have been so revolutionary. Speaking of, Trump has revolutionized our energy sector. Victor Davis Hanson was talking about this just the other day. The new Green Deal is dead, literally dead. There is now electric. There's no electric vehicle mandate. There's no high speed rail projects leading to nowhere. They're getting funded. Coal production, including clean coal, are firing on all cylinders. Coal fields have been restored in various regions, such as Appalachia and the West. New oil field leases are being issued, and efforts are being made to export liquid natural gas to Europe. Fracking operations have been revitalized. Energy production has increased significantly, resulting in a dramatic drop in oil prices from $120 per barrel during the Biden administration to now just half of that, approximately $60. As a result, the stock market's been hitting all-time highs again, surpassing 40,000 just the other day. And this is happening all as Trump is completely upending the globalist economic order, replacing it with a more civilizationalist-based mercantilist system. And the result now is that over 70 countries are aligning to renegotiate trade deals with Italy and Japan at the head of the line. DOGE is working. In Q1, the U.S. debt funding needs were $2 billion less than the Treasury had forecasted back in February, and that's nothing. In Q2, the Treasury is expected to need $53 billion less than it had forecasted 3 months ago. Trump is already bringing in billions of dollars because of the tariffs, and we're already getting reports that China's folding is ready to negotiate a deal. And on the cultural front, Trump has completely flipped the script. He's decimated DEI. Within hours of taking the oath of office, he shut down all diversity, equity, inclusion offices across the federal government. He also quickly signed an order making it the official policy of the United States government to only recognize two genders, male and female. That was making such a claim just a year ago would have gotten you knocked off of most social media platforms. Of course, the UK Supreme Court has now recently followed suit on that, recognizing legally only two genders. Trump ordered the Office of Personnel Management to notify heads of agencies and departments to close all DEI offices and place those government workers in those offices on paid leave. And he's bringing woke universities to heel, threatening their funding and accreditation. The last thing universities want is to take on the federal government that holds so much leverage over them in terms of funding and accreditation. Basically, universities can't function without federal government cooperation, if they're on the government dole, that is, unlike places like Hillsdale College that don't take federal funds. And we could go on and on. Trump has given us the single most historic first 100 days of any presidency in our nation's history. And he's promising that it is literally just the beginning. The golden age truly has officially begun. Hey there, Turley Talker. You know what? I'd love to hear from you. That's why I'm launching the Dr. Steve Hotline, where you can call in, leave a question, and maybe even hear your own voice featured on an upcoming episode of the show. Whether it's about the latest political shakeup or cultural trends or how we keep pushing forward in this new conservative age, I want to know what's on your mind. Call me at 717-844-5984. Just leave your question. I'll be checking in every single week to answer as many as I can. Again, that's 717-844-5984. Your chance to be a part of the conversation. One more time, 717-844-5984. Give me a call and let's talk. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Thank you. It seems like just yesterday when I captured my son's first steps or when we recorded his soccer games on VHS tapes. Those moments are gone. But the old home movies and pictures don't need to be. That's why my son created Legacy Box.
That's right, Mom. Over 1 million families have used Legacy Box to digitally preserve their old home movies and photos.
Simply fill Legacy Box with your old camcorder tapes, film, and photos. They will professionally digitize and send them back on DVDs, thumb drive, or the cloud.
With Mother's Day around the corner, it's the perfect time to get your Legacy Box and save your family's history. After all, few things are as important as protecting your precious memories. Give your mom a Mother's Day present she'll never forget. Take advantage of our Mother's Day sale, which starts now. It's our best deal of the year. Save up to 60% off. Visit legacybox.com/keepsake, and for a limited time, get an incredible 60% off your order. That's legacybox.com/keepsake for 60% off. Legacybox.com/keepsake.